The Tick.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
No AC and there was no water.
And you lived there how long?
Like 6 weeks.
Wow.
You Why? Think that place was clean?
You just didn't want to live at home?
Yeah. Just didn't want to.
Did you ever take a lady back there?
I don't think I did, but people did. They got the people who lived there. Now, you think that's a high quality?
Think she's all pretty surprised later when it's cleanup time?
Whoa.
You know what I mean.
Gross.
Give me a high five, bro.
No high five.
That's probably going to do it.
The fourth quarter, though, I guess kind of shows it's never totally complete. There's always something that you have to work on and try to get better to try to put together that meaningful 48 minutes that everybody wants to see.
Hey, listen, we won the game. Look, teams make runs. I'm not going to defend a game just because it was a close win. So, you know, let's move on.
Dad, what are you doing?
Huh, you're just in time. Sit down. I've made you all breakfast again.
Aw, crap.
Now, what I have for you is a nice goat cheese and heirloom tomato frittata. And we're going to top that with a little cream fraiche.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, you've been watching that channel again, haven't you?
No!
Yes, because every time you watch cooking shows, you stay up all night trying to copy what they made.
Well, I'm sorry if there's something wrong with me helping out with the cooking.
Here for his Wednesday visit is Rick Carlisle. Good morning.
Hey, Norm, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on a key win last night.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't sound as excited as I thought you'd be to put distance between you and Phoenix. That win last night, you can numerically, Phoenix can catch them, but that win gives you a wonderful cushion in assuring a playoff spot.
Yeah, I said thanks.
I mean, this is, Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic from Dallas Mavericks. I never listened to Jake and Dan on the Ticket.
So maybe whenever Demetrius Bell was drafted to the NFL, and I think might have actually had a cup of coffee with the Cowboys, but...
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
He's a thief.
You can be both. That's a pretty smooth move.
He's creative.
Like he had a very small... Yeah, what a nerd.
Yeah, just...
He's a criminal.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I called them Baylor virgins.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
I said he's pro-salty. I'm pro-salty as well.
Blake Jones. Who's Blake Jones?
Maystash.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right.
All right.
Love that open.
Taco Tuesday. It is show number 317 of Dan and Jake. Show 59 out of the octopus den of inequality. We have 199 to catch up to our 258 in there. It's a lot. Cumulus password expires in 7 days. And here we are. We're in studio. The lights, are these low or is this bright?
So this is low, but Donovan didn't have them high. So we didn't get the adjustment from high to low. This is the way they've been.
Okay, it seems really brighter in here. I can't see Blake today. He's, you know, the reflection and
stuff.
Do you like
it?
And I don't know, man.
Do you remember why we were talking about Demetrius Bell from that incredibly metal bats drop from the open there?
No.
He is the son of Carl Malone.
Get them.
When Carl Malone impregnated a 13-year-old.
Whoa.
And Demetrius Bell.
How old was Carl Malone at the time? Was he 13? That could change the whole dynamic here.
No, he was 20, Dan.
Oh.
But he helped pay.
No. Nope. He fought that tooth and nail.
Wow.
I think that's the fastest I've ever talked in my life.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to really prove. There could be some party buddies of yours that might...
I don't start talking faster.
Now, that was back in 2008, so maybe whenever Demetrius Bell was drafted to the NFL, and I think might have actually had a cup of coffee with the Cowboys, but...
Wow.
In the
really is.
World?
It's got to be sped up.
Unedited.
That's good stuff. Today is the 8th of the month.
Oh, yeah. I know what that means.
It's Octopus Day.
It's Octopus Day.
It fell during a week. What are we doing? Are we going to continue to not eat the octopus?
Correct.
Maybe we should make that our cause. We need a cause. Save the octopus from fishing.
People really, really like to eat octopus. It's a high dollar item. And yeah. After we started talking about this, I got tens of tweets and emails that are like, you're missing out, man.
It's kind of hard to defend the octopus when they often eat themselves. Like they eat their own arms, you know, when they're bored.
Not when they're bored.
When they're bored.
I think it's when they're dying, right? No? They don't just eat them out of boredom.
Well, in the octopus articles that I was reading today, that's what I read. I read some every morning.
Yeah, I'm seeing here there is a disease that an octopus can get that will cause it to eat its own arms. But I don't think that's just a matter of course.
Boy, what if that was COVID? Where we all just started to eat a digit here and there.
Longer.
Would you prefer that or the long haul?
Okay, so I have no ring finger in this scenario because I ate it.
Right. But you're,
but I feel
your mind
great.
Is clear. You're working out every day.
Boy, that's a tough one, bro.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Google Octopus commercial?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They
it's
ran
nice.
It a lot during the playoffs. I feel like we've been on the cutting edge of this thing, you know?
I feel like that, too. There were no octopus commercials before we started doing Octopus Day.
Was Wim Hof on with Ellen? Before or after Wim Hof was on with us?
Exactly.
Ed Hers wasn't on CNN till us.
Boom.
Wow, it's the launching pad
during
for greatness.
So Blake just brought up a name nobody has ever heard of, even though he's been on our show.
Yeah, I so I tried to...
That guy knew.
I tried to...
Wim Hof.
Help that along a little bit enough. There.
What do they call octopus when you order it? It's not... It's like an appetizer, right? What is it?
Calamari.
Calamari.
Yeah, it's fried.
But I thought that was just squid.
What's the difference? Is squid different?
Yeah.
Is squid dumb? Can
no.
we?
No, no, no. They might not be on the level of the octopus.
Why don't we love squid like we love octopus?
We just haven't
seen a documentary on it?
This is a big tent party here, and if they would all like to jump in, they can.
Okay.
But I'm not eating a squid either. I've seen those things do some pretty cool stuff.
Really? Okay, because...
Yeah.
I do like a little calamari. I mean, get a little marinara sauce.
Yeah. You can eat that still because that's not an octopus. I'm confirming here.
Really?
Yeah.
But Jake said it's pretty smart.
It is pretty smart. They're similar. Some minor differences.
They're commonly confused with each other.
And I bet you now you will notice whenever we go to California, you will notice the octopus on the menu way more now than you did before.
It never says octopus, does it?
Yeah, people order like octopus tacos and...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right. As I recall, though, it was pretty rubbery, too.
Yeah.
Pretty chewy.
Calamari's kind of chewy.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a big moment that the octopus has broken into the mainstream via Google. Let me ask you guys this question, too. Parenting question. As we all try to limit the screen time of the kid, right?
Hmm? We are?
Well,
okay.
we're trying anyways.
Oh, okay.
Do you think it counts as normal screen time, the same as it does like with cartoons or mindless stuff, if we sit there and watch like these two-hour videos on YouTube of just aquariums? And there's soothing music. They have some that they'll do it for like butterflies or birds, and she loves it. We just sit there. She just watches the ocean. But she's also
so instead of taking a vacation to an ocean,
well,
you can just put it on your TV.
Right. Like, does that feel like it counts in the same way that screen time does? Because she is still staring at a screen, but we're watching
it's educational
cool octopus vids, and she loves it.
Maybe count it like at half the time.
Do you actually dole out screen time? Do you have an app? Or you just have it inside your body?
Yeah, we just kind of try to limit it close to bed. That's a big thing, right? Just as far as, I think they say that for adults too, right? That
the blue light.
The sleep hygiene should be to...
The blue light.
To put your phone away whenever you're trying to actually go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it keeps you up? There's something in your brain that...
In your brain, and I think just your eyes taking in that light makes it harder for you to slow yourself down.
That's why some phones go to a yellow light at night. I think I tried to get you on board with that a couple of years ago.
Me?
Yeah.
Mine definitely flips to, the dark mode.
Right.
Yeah, I like my phone being really, really bright.
Really?
Yeah. If I hand it to someone else, sometimes they'll turn it down just so they can look at it.
And then they're like, why do you have this text as large as it can possibly be?
No, I don't do that. I'm fighting that.
48-point font.
I have really good close eyesight, whatever that's called. But I'm not a guy who needs readers. So I feel like that is one small victory. When you're trying to make victories over age, I lost the hair thing. I've lost about every one.
Yeah.
But I can pick up a book and read any book.
Wow.
I don't have to have large type.
The Year of Dan.
You're just killing it.
That's right. I'm scoreboarding you. Who pulls out your glasses at a...
I'm going to put my readers on real quick.
At a restaurant. Have you ever done that, Julie?
No, but I know a lot of ladies that do.
Yeah. They carry them around.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the entirety of your Octopus Day contribution, Jake?
The Google commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like Julie had some stuff there.
Okay. You just said, hey, I got a bunch of octopus stuff, and then you said, have you seen the Google commercial?
Well, I wanted to tell you guys about the fact that we have discovered they have two-hour videos of just octopuses on YouTube, and it's just a feed and a loop, and I've probably watched one every day for the past week.
Does your dog recognize things on the TV?
Because
my dog will charge the TV if he sees another dog on there.
Yeah.
Like a dog food commercial or something.
Now, that may be the sound, too, Like, if the dog is barking, does the dog actually know just the sound, or does she actually know the shape?
No, he knows a visual. If it's a bear, it'll charge the TV. The one can't see well, or just doesn't care. He prefers reading. And the other one loves TV. But they do have YouTube videos that are similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can just put it on for your pet and then leave. And supposedly... I don't know if pets like it. I don't know if that they're able to quantify that, but
we would do that every day. Put on some sort of soothing 6-hour loop of squirrels or birds.
Is that soothing? Is he always on edge then, staring at it like, I want to kill that thing, but it's behind this glass?
Yeah, I don't really know. They would mix in like a babbling brook or something of that nature, And then just some birds. But we would do that for the dog every day. I have no idea why.
You would turn on your TV and leave.
Well, pre-COVID, now my wife is home quite a bit.
Has she had to go back?
Yes. Now, they're not going back full time, but she's there today. She was there yesterday. It's going to be probably at least a 50-50 split.
How's she doing with that? Because it's weird.
Yeah, I think there's
it's a
pro and con, you know?
I think there's pro to being here, but I just wish we could get transported here. Because I'm realizing how much time is wasted on the road, packing everything up.
Yeah.
You know, preparing to be on the road. Now we're just wasting a couple hours a day. I am getting back into the drive home phone call, though.
Yes.
My mom is surprised she hadn't heard from me for quite some time. So now you could work in a mom call or a friend call.
Friend call, show call, yeah.
For some reason, I wouldn't want to do that if I was at home.
Yeah, and I felt weird doing it driving home from your house because it's not long enough. Because then what you're going to end up doing is having to sit in your driveway while your dad tells you about all the picks he has for tonight. It's like a 15-minute drive.
Yeah, sometimes,
but if you make
though,
it 30, which is what it is now, then I'm like, okay.
Do you ever time out a call so that you're only talking for 5 minutes? You could be like, hey, Mom, I just went and picked up dinner. I'm heading back home. Just thought I'd give you a call. So now she's very excited. Oh, gosh, he thought of me.
In this little
amount
of time.
He just wanted me to get a call. He just thinks of me all the time. And he just thought of me at this time and decided to randomly call me. Now 4 minutes later, all right, I'm pulling in. Now I've already established dinner's in the car. It's hot. Kids are inside screaming. They're dying. They're starving. Flies are buzzing around them. And then you can hang up.
Oh, yeah. You can maybe call Luca. The other...
It's brilliant.
The ultimate other, car talker.
It's creating the illusion that you care is right. A big part of life.
Maybe the biggest.
Yeah.
The other two very small octopus facts that I had, this is from the account Uber Facts. This was, I want to say, Saturday. According to Hawaiian mythology, the octopus is the only surviving member of a previous version of Earth.
Like the Ice Age type thing, or?
Maybe even further back than that. I don't know. But they do look like aliens.
So, I always thought the cockroach held that title.
I think that's a PR thing.
Haven't you heard?
Oh, yeah.
How does cockroach have good PR?
I don't know.
Just like they tried to relabel them as water bugs?
Right, that didn't take.
That was from the Texas Realtors Association, who told me that it's just a water bug. Every house has them, as I'm seeing them streaming out from under the fridge that I was going to buy this house. Oh, water bug? Okay, that sounds fun.
I bought it
growing
up.
Water is fun.
You know, like when we would find them in like the dog food or something?
Water bug.
I'm like, but it looks the same. It looks disgusting. And my other octopus fact, this is my final one. There's a type of octopus, the Argonaut octopus, that when mating actually detaches its penis and gives it to the female.
Hold up.
The real thing.
So instead of just figuratively.
Right.
What?
Actually removes it. The female octopus mates with it and can even keep it. That's a real thing. Look it up.
It's called the... Doug Christie octopus. Didn't his wife weigh his sack to make sure that...
I don't know if you could... That was the rumor, yeah. To make sure that he had not
emptied
engaged
it out.
In any sort of pleasure without her. I don't... There's
yeah,
no
that can't
way
be
that's
true,
a real
right?
story, no.
I feel like...
That's a survival tactic.
What do you mean?
Because I guess the females like to... Eat the males?
Okay.
So if you could just give them a little part?
Yeah. Leave me alone.
The males have a host of tricks to survive the mating process. Some of them can quite literally mate at arm's length. Others sneak into a female's den disguised as another gal or sacrifice their entire mating arm to the female and then make a hasty retreat.
Mating arm is what they call the...
It's a bit euphemistic, isn't it?
They're blessed, Dan.
And really, on the Doug Christie thing, I feel like we missed a massive opportunity for scientific research, given the 2 weeks you just went through. We would have been able to actually put...
Yeah, way before and after and all that. All right, well, happy 8th.
I don't even want to know what your last 36 hours have been like. Once the Band-Aid...
Well, I need recovery time, so...
Okay.
I'm no 22-year-old anymore.
Sure.
I'm more of a late era Dirk.
Jeez.
so to speak.
Is this all going to be over soon? How many days do we need to keep talking about it? One or two?
It was a big moment.
I know, but
and it didn't work.
It's
so
grossing me out.
Had it worked,
well,
it'd be
got the seven games.
It'd be a lot cooler. Yeah,
had the idea though.
Yeah,
did have the idea. All right, happy Octopus Day, Julie.
Happy Octopus Day.
It is time to get back to the Mavs. We have some interesting audio from the exit interviews that the Mavs conducted yesterday with the media. So let's listen to them after we listen to this.